Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Welcome to the Cyberpunk Lorecast, where we brave scanning the net to find all the deep history and lore of cyberpunk.
I'm Toasty, a fixer that's new to Night City with a desire to jump into the details of this gritty setting.
And I'm Genesis, an old school media tech with a love of character deep dives.
Together, we will bring you the foundations of the past, the state of Night City today, and the news of the future.
We've got incoming. Let's Delta. Welcome back, Chooms, to another episode of the Cyberpunk Lorecast. I'm your girl, Genesis, and with me, as always, is Toasty.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Hello. Oh, hi. I figured I'd go with like seven different ways to say hi. I'm trying to build up my energy. I think the, oh, hi, threw him way off. He hates it when I go into girl mode voice.
A little bit. A little bit. It's terrifying.
So what you're saying is that I shouldn't introduce the rest of today's show in the super girly voice?
Oh.
All right.
I'm confused by the question.
You're right. How do you answer that one? I don't know.
Am I saying you shouldn't? Yes, I am saying you shouldn't do that. I think that was the question. So I guess yes. I don't fucking know.
Oh, neither do I. And it's hard to maintain, so I'm not going to. But we do have two other people here with us tonight to introduce. Turbo Toboggan. Say hi.
Hello.
That was a normal human voice. Good job.
I don't think I can do voices.
Ninja, what about you?
I'm not confident enough in my voices.
Valid. All right. So we decided to play a little game tonight. The mood is kind of weird here, and we're going to go with it. And we're just going to play 20 questions. Basic ass game of 20 questions. I'm going to pick a word, and then the boys are going to try and guess it. And then Toasty will pick a word. And depending on how long it takes for the question, for the thing to get figured out, maybe we'll let Turbo and Ninja pick words too after the mid break. All right. So I am formulating, I'm thinking, and I have it. Okay, and I'll write it down so that way I can't be called a cheater, and then I'll show it at the end. Turbo, why don't you go ahead and kick us off with question number one.
Is it a person?
Yes. So it is a person.
And so it begins.
Ninja, so it question number two.
I want to pick something too general. I want to narrow it down a lot. Can you romance this person?
Yes. I think I went way too basic with the first person that popped into my head. Toasty. Question number three.
I feel like your choice is the obvious choice. So that's not you're too clever to make it that easy. I kind of just want to make a guess at who it is, honestly speaking.
Ninja just narrowed it down to four people out of the entire game.
Is it Pan Am Palmer?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe you did make it to him.
Turbo.
The thing is, if we were doing this with Tom, we would have to go. We would have to worry about the dolls too, because it's like, girl that you can have like a one night stand with, the corporal. We'd have to worry about all anyone that you can kind of romance. We'd have to worry about, because Tom would think of everything.
I mean, would add two more people.
No. So that's Meredith, and then I was like, it's five people because there are four Joy-Cons that you can ride.
The Joy-Toy. Okay, I was thinking the dolls.
Well, then you don't romance. You don't have. I don't think you have sex with them at all. But yeah, I was thinking because Tom is really good at this.
All right. Well, it's your question, Turbo.
I know. Is it River?
No.
Wow, Ninja is going to guess it, and it is the obvious choice, isn't it?
Yep.
I feel like I know what it is, but I'm gonna feel dumb if it's the other option. Is it Carrie?
It is. Yay!
I didn't think that you would go that like off the rip. I was like, it's either Pan Am or Carrie, and I don't think she would just pick Carrie.
I literally showed statues of Pan Am and Judy before the show started, so I think that my brain was already in that forefront of like my favorite characters, and then I was just like, all right, pick a character, and I picked Carrie because he's always there in my brain.
Fair enough.
All right, so Toasty, you need to pick a person, place, or thing. And then
got it. Already there. I already picked it. Okay. Good to go.
Let's see. Turbo started that round. We'll go with Ninja. You start this time.
Is it a place?
Nope.
Okay, not a place. Turbo.
Is it a person?
Nope.
Okay. Is it a weapon?
No.
Ninja.
Is it a vehicle?
Nope.
Ooh. Turbo.
Okay. Is it a cyberware?
Yes.
All right. Getting somewhere.
Okay. Pull up all the cyber. Ooh. I gotta wait for my next question. I gotta ask something next.
Number six, my question. I know that it is a cyberware. Ooh. Did we see it in Edge Runner?
On a technicality, yes.
Ninja.
I wanted to take a guess. Is it a model wire?
No, it is not.
Turbo.
Yes, I know. I'm trying to pull up the cyberwares. Is it in the game?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure it wasn't in like tabletop or something like that.
It's in both. I'll say that much.
Okay. Ooh.
Got 12 questions left.
But now, but no, we don't really see linear frames in 2077. Because I was like, what do we technically see in Edge Runner?
I will say we do technically see linear frames in 2077.
And we do?
Yeah. Adam Smasher is a character.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Yes.
This one, you made it a little bit trickier. And it has to be a yes or no question, so I can't ask what body part. Oh, I don't know. Then is it something?
Do you want a list of the body parts?
Because I have. Well, I was gonna ask if it was a leg attachment.
Nope.
Not for the legs. Okay. Ninja.
Is it a cyberware for the upper body?
Yes.
All right. That at least narrows it down a little bit.
Yeah, because that would have to be sort of.
I was it's not legs, so it has to be.
It's not a leg attachment, so it kind of has to be.
Yeah, because.
What question are y'all on?
Turbo has question number 11.
Yeah, I'll be 11, yeah.
Dang.
And, most of mine are, nitpicky questions, I can think of, but I want someone to narrow it down. I'm trying to think of all the cyberwares we've seen.
There's definitely a lot. You could narrow it down to, is it an internal?
That's what I was thinking. Is it is it internal?
As in part of the neural or blood work system.
Yeah. That thing, it's not like the mono wire blades. It's inside of you.
I think with the idea that you're going for, I'm going to say no.
Okay. Because what I meant by internal, that would be it'd be ocular implants. Like, it's something that doesn't really come out of your body is what I meant.
Well, that's a little bit. It'd be like a chip in your hair. Interpreted.
I'm still going to say no, though. With your brain, I'm now unsure if it's coral. I will say it is visible from the outside, generally speaking.
Yeah, I didn't mean that, because with most cyber, you see something's different. What I meant is it's inside your, it doesn't come out of your body at all.
But I like
it's not like a monowire that you eject. It's not a manta blade. It's not, it's something like that. This is what I'm asking is it for example, for the frontal cortexes, those ones which are really inside of you, your operating system, your Cauchy sensor optics, that kind of stuff. It's not that. It's something that actually, it's the Sandestan or something like that. That which is outside of you, kind of.
Then, I don't know. No.
I don't think
it's internal based on that description.
Your answer of it's visible, kind of, I think we'll go with that one. for me, question number 12. Okay. Oh, it's not weaponized. So is it a cosmetic?
I specifically said it's not a weapon. As far as I'm concerned, pretty much most cyberware that isn't strictly cosmetic can be weaponized, but okay. It's not a weapon specifically. No, it's not a cosmetic. No. Or it's not.
All right, Ninja, question number 13. We know that it is an upper body external cyberware.
Yeah, I'm kind of stumped here.
I haven't got lucky and narrowed it down, really.
Is it something for the arms?
No.
Damn.
So it's got to be for the chest or torso. I mean, that's the same thing. Torso or head, not chest and torso.
Turbo, it is your question.
Is it for the torso?
What do you mean by that? Because I'm not thinking of an install slot for the torso that is external.
Well, I'm trying. That would have been a waste of a question. Is it optical? Like an optical cyberware? Like in your eyes?
No.
So it can't be what's the gang? It can't be any of their eyeball things. Okay.
Oh my god, I feel like it's gonna be staring me in the face once we figure it out. These cyberware that we see in Edgerunners and the game for the upper body visible, but not,
that's not for the arms or legs.
Not for the arms, legs, or optics. Oh, wait a minute. Is it the shoulder-mounted rocket launcher?
It's not a weapon, though, he said.
Yeah, it's not a weapon.
But it's a cyberware, isn't it? You pick...
But that's a weapon.
The rocket launch? You.
I mean, the answer's not the
shoulder. Not the shoulder launch. Not the shoulder one, but the arm one, I guess. But it's not for the arms, goddammit! So it can't be the rocket launcher. Fuck. Because I was like, we see Maine's rocket launcher. That counts.
I mean, think about what y'all know. In Edgerunners, cyberware is for the upper body. What you got?
I think I know what my next question is going to be.
Is it a Sandevistan?
It's wild that it took you that long to get Sandevistan.
You said technically the reason that I asked
because
about
Edgerunner because the design was wrong.
Toasty, you are a fucking bastard. The reason
the design was incorrect, so you said scene, and like we see the wrong thing, but yes, it's in there.
I don't get how he's a bastard. I don't get it.
Because I asked the Edgerunner question to narrow, like when he said that it was a cyberware, I instantly thought Sandevistan, because I know that that is one of Toasty's favorite play styles, is to hit Sandy. So I'm like, okay, good. All right. So if I ask the Edgerunner question and he's like, yes, it was in Edgerunners, then my next line of questioning was going to go towards the Sandevistan. But when he said, technically, I was like, well, shit, now that completely derails everything. So
you specifically said, is it seen in Edgerunners?
It is.
We see it on Yeah. We see a Sandevistan in Edgerunners.
Yeah.
That was going to be my question.
We see it's used, but the design that they used for the Sandevistan was incorrect. They technically show you a Korenzikov. It's not a Sandevistan cyberware, but they just call it that.
I know, that's what I was about to ask. That's my next question. I was going to ask if it was, I was going to give him a yes or no question of like Sandestis, what's the hacker one?
Dear God, that was rough.
All right. But good job. We have all, we were able to guess the question. We were able to guess it. That one took 16 questions. But Ninja now has 2 points. Points are irrelevant and don't really matter, but there we go. Irrelevant?
They matter to me.
Irrelevant? I was about to say what?
Points. Wait, matter
how do we
to
get
me.
Points?
You don't, Turbo. I was points mattered
irrelevant.
And
irrelevant.
Thank you. Ninja gets internet points for the day, and that's all that really matters. Yay.
Ninja gets internet.
Aw. And on that sweet, nice little note, we're going to go into a mid-break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the middle of the show, where we talk about the show and not the lore of Cyberpunk. Again, thank you, our dear listeners, for being so understanding. Last week was crazy, and I got called into a night shift, and we couldn't put out a show for the week. So thank you so much for allowing life to happen. I know that we have all been there. So here we are, back on our regular schedule. This episode will come out on Monday, as per the usual. Thank you. I don't think that we have any new reviews to read out. We don't have any new patrons to shout out. We don't have any new Spotify comments to talk about. Yeah, I think we're all set for this week, buddy. Got anything you want to add? Yay! All right, we will go back to the main part of the show where now, Turbo, I want you to pick a person, place, or thing. All right, here we go. We are going to dive into the mind of Turbo Toboggan. It might be a scary place. Oh,
yeah, mine may be a little worse than Toshi's. Ooh, because I got two, and I don't think they're going to be easy to guess, and I feel bad. Okay.
No, you're fine.
Ask your questions.
Pick one, solidify it in your brain, so that way you are only answering to one of the things.
Oh. Okay, let's go.
It's like we can't guess two things simultaneously, Turbo. It doesn't work that way.
I picked one. Ask your questions.
Toasty, you start.
Oh, Jen, you're first. No, it goes around a nice circle.
Okay. All right, I'll go first. Is it a place?
No.
Okay. Ninja.
Is it a weapon?
No.
Toasty.
Okay. Is it a vehicle?
No. Is it bad that I may enjoy this just a little bit to be on the other side?
It's fun. No, it's fun. I believe it.
Is it a person?
No.
Is it cyberware?
Nope.
Is it cyberpunk related at all, Turbo?
Yes.
Did you waste one of our questions for that?
No.
Okay.
Wait. So that wasn't a question?
No, that was a joke question. Because obviously it must be cyberware or cyberpunk related. Toasty.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
It's not a person, place, weapon, vehicle, or cyberware. So now, do you want to know where my brain is going down the paths? It's either going to be
Is it clothing?
No.
Is it an event?
No.
Oh, shit. Okay. Ninja.
Is it an object of any kind?
No. Wait, what do you mean by object? Do you mean, like, does it have a physical form, or do you mean, like...
Yes.
No,
yes.
It does not have technically, it does. I'm going to do a toasty. Technically, it does.
Technically, it does have a physical form.
And technically, it doesn't.
Technically, it doesn't.
Ooh.
I have a fucking off-the-wall guess that will help nothing.
So do I.
So I'm going to broaden it out to try and help. Is it associated with the net?
I don't think so.
Okay, I don't fucking know.
Well, there goes my guess, too.
Toasty was question number 10, and it's not net-related.
Wait, I only got 9 questions.
I only have 9, yeah, it's 9.
Oh. Not a place, not a weapon, not a vehicle, not a person, not a cyberware, not a clothing, not event, not a thing. Or was the thing in physical form?
Yeah, it was like physical, like not technically not an object, like physical form, and then not the net.
Okay. Turbo, is it an AI?
Nope. But that was one of the options for me to pick for a question.
All right, Ninja.
I'm honestly kind of dumbfounded. It is a point in time.
No.
Toasty.
I don't even know where to go from this round. It's not anything. But it technically has a physical form and technically doesn't.
And it's not AI or related to the net.
Yeah, which kind of blew the whole guessing system out of the water.
Okay, what my answer to that not on the net means, that's what I just said. On the net, it's not the net. Is that how that means?
I said, is it associated with the net?
I don't think specifically. And that's another thing. I don't think it's associated with the net. I don't consider it associated with a net. But no offense, everything in Cyberpunk technically is connected to the net. So it's technically, if you want to get really technical, yes, it has connections to the net. But in my viewpoint, it's not the net. It doesn't have big, giant net connections. That would be like Black Watch or the Voodoo Boys. Those guys I would consider being the net. Any like hacking I would consider being the net, but no, it's not the net.
Does it have a part in the main quest line of Cyberpunk 2077?
I don't answer that because it depends on how you play. So I guess I have to say yes. I feel bad now. I don't feel good.
I just really want to get to the end where you tell us what it is and for me to correct you into oblivion on how...
That's what I feel bad about. For all I know, I've screwed you guys over by getting something wrong. That's why I every time you ask
a question... I want it to be so true. I want you to have fucked up so bad.
Because I was like...
That's what I'm worried about. Like every time you guys have asked the question, I want to go, Toshi, to the side. Does this count?
Question number 13, Jen.
I mean, like, now my brain is going along the lines of, like, Relic Johnny, because that's not net related. It's a thing that has a physical form because Johnny has V's body. But that is a cyberware. The relic is a chip. It is a cyberware. So that can't go.
It's also...
I would consider that cyberware, so I would have had to say yes there, but it's not cyberware.
Also, it doesn't matter how you play. Johnny's definitely part of the main quest lines.
Sure, yeah. That's true. Did it get introduced in Phantom Liberty?
No. It's been in the game since the beginning of the game.
Okay. Because depending on how you play. Main quest line of Cyberpunk 2077. I was like, is it because it's Phantom Liberty? So that's why you were wondering. So, okay.
Yeah, no, there was more when it came to Phantom Liberty, but no, it's been technically in the game since the very beginning.
Okay. Ninja.
Is it Mikoshi?
A what?
Oh.
What'd he say? Mikoshi. Who's Mikoshi?
Mikoshi. I'm guessing it's not.
It's not. I don't remember who that is.
That's the fucking... That's the like, thing you gotta get to, like, take at the end of the main quest. You go to Mikoshi.
No, it's not that.
You know what does fit into all of these things, Toasty? Do you want to know where my brain's at now? A corporation. Sure. A corporation. Because it's not a place, it's not a physical thing, but technically does have a physical location, but you wouldn't consider that. And they've been there since the beginning.
This is true. I don't know if it's as easy as, like, I'll go along your line. I mean, I can just... What are we on?
Number 15.
Fine. Is it a corporation?
Technically, no.
I don't know what that means, but all right.
It is part... I can't...
Okay.
You just slipped some part of a corporation. I don't know what that means exactly.
Now I'm wondering if it's like the Noosa government as like a concept.
Also, Noosa government's not involved in the main quest.
So what was the last question you asked? What was it again?
I asked if it was a corporation.
Then technically, I'm going to say yes. It is.
It is a corporation.
Technically, is a corporation. Okay.
I'm just trying to think of the corporations and like the things there, and I just... Oh.
I have a big box around my answer.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Where's your brain?
I'm probably wrong, but my brain is in a spot, and it's literally just like the actual guess to what it is. So, like, I can't just say it, you know, like.
Well, can it be a question? Thank, be like, is it
this well, blank? It's not my turn for a question.
Right. I give you my turn.
Things that are. Oh, no, never mind. Never mind.
I hope I haven't boxed out my question.
My brain, my brain is thinking Delamain, but that's technically an AI, I think. So
yeah, that would be AI. I would have said AI for that.
Never mind. Because I was like, he fits everything in there, but then AI, you know.
But also not a vehicle.
Yep.
But Delamain himself isn't the vehicle. He is something else.
It's true.
Yeah.
He just drives the vehicles.
And I didn't pick that one because that would have been like a that would have been like.
That'd have been all technically.
I felt like that would have been a cheap move saying it's Delamain. So you said vehicle. I could have been technically. I would have been a real dick if I picked Delamain. So I'm like, let's not pick Delamain. But now I'm feeling like I shouldn't have picked this one because this one feels like a dick one too. I should have picked the easy one. But that one's really specific though. Specific, not Pacific, sorry.
Pacific, no kidding.
I said the ocean instead of the word.
No, I know. I'm just trying to think.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I know, I'm on question number 16. And
four more, and we have nothing.
You have not answered a solid yes. To any question.
It's been no yeses.
Been no's or technically's. Sorry. I'm sorry. Don't hate me. I really hope I don't do it. This is a big, like, toast to it. That be like, Tegan, you fucked up.
I want so bad.
Okay.
Make my box nice and straight.
Oh, no, it's not a place, so it can't be a location. I was like, is it Corpo Plaza?
I can definitely say it is not a place. I know that one for sure, not a place.
That was the first fucking question, so I know it's not a place.
I know. I'm so fucking lost right now.
The first ones were pretty easy.
I have nothing. I literally cannot think of another question. Is it... No, because Choo Choo. That's the only thing that I can think of. Right,
you're breaking up.
Is it related to Choo Choo?
What's Choo Choo?
The what they use for fuel, a gas.
Yeah.
Not to my knowledge, no. I don't think so.
Okay, because I was like, it doesn't. It has a physical form, but it's a gas, so maybe it's not really a physical form. It's related to a corporation because Choo Choo has a corporate entity of Biotechnica, but it's technically not there, and it's in the main quest line of 2077 because you have to go to the Choo Choo farms. That's the only thing I could think of. Ninja.
Wow.
I'm waiting for Toshi's turn.
I mean, I already lost my shit. My guess is gone, so.
Okay, so is it a it's a corporation.
Technically.
Because no one's asked the right question, because if I do, I technically answer that. Someone asked the corporation, technically it's not a corporation, and I said a little bit too much, and I stopped myself.
It's part of. He said too much in saying it's part of a corporation. Maybe some sort of subsect of a corporation, but I can't think of it right now.
Right. And it's part of the game. Part of the main game. You had it before Phantom Liberty. We've talked about it on the podcast. Then again, we've talked about everything on the podcast.
We've talked about so much on this fucking podcast. There's so much shit on this fucking podcast.
Well, I really got nothing, honestly.
I know Turbo likes space.
No.
No, he doesn't like space, apparently.
No, I like space, but I can't answer that.
It's not a question, so it's fine.
Not a question, so I can't answer that.
Turbo, have you picked something like the name of the one of the endings because it's your favorite one where you go to space? No, I'm going to be so mad at you.
I didn't do that. I didn't do that because I'm like, I can't be specific. So that's why I didn't pick another one of my choices, which was the Yabia Kusagi CT3X. That was one of the ones I had picked. I had a list. I have a list.
Oh, so he's just like, okay.
I picked a lot of evil ones. I'm feeling bad now.
I don't even know what that thing you just said was. I can't think of what it is.
It's a bike. It looks like the Akira bike. It's my favorite bike. It's the bike that's on the statue for, I think it's the one on the statue for the collector's edition. It looks like it. I think it is. That's why it's my favorite bike. But that is not the answer.
All right. Is it related to Arasaka?
Oh, God. Yes, but no. I can't just give you a straight no, because then technically it'll cut out the answer.
Yes, but no. Technically, yes.
Because I can't give you it's not just a simple yes and no question. And if I give you the answer that would make it, it would give away my answer instantly.
Is it Soul Killer?
No, it's not Soul Killer.
That sucks, because that was my next question.
I think you're like the last one. Wait, no, there's two more? Yeah.
Yep, two more. That was 18. I'm going to get in so much trouble with Toast. I feel like it. Oh, I want you guys to get it, please.
You did this to yourself. Any regret that you feel is your own damn fault.
Oh, it's so much.
It's such a fucking massive ass main quest line. Oh, God. It's like, I don't know. Like, there's so much in there. There's so much in that main quest line that it could be. And it's just like, it's so vague.
It's in the main quest line. It's expanded in Phantom Liberty. It technically is a corporation and related to Arasaka.
But it's not anything
to do with the ever. Net or the it's literally nothing and everything.
It's literally a nothing. It doesn't have a physical form, but it also does.
It was like, I thought maybe it was Alt Cunningham for a minute, but then the not an AI thing.
That's why I asked about the net.
But that would be a person, but also an AI, so I'd also have to be there. And I said, no, it's not a person. It would technically, I'd be, technically it's a person if it was Alt. Actually, because technically she's a person, or she was.
I don't fucking know. Just throw out bullshit answers so we can get the actual answer.
All right.
Look at me. I have my fucking chair turned around, Turbo. This is what you've done to me.
I've had a turn. My face came off because sometimes when you ask that corporate question, I smiled and silently clapped because I'm like, "Yay, they're gonna get it!" And
how? Except you didn't give an answer. What do you mean? Yay, they're gonna get it. Technically, yes, but also technically, no.
Is it the Space Force?
No, there's a Space Force.
What? God. Not Space Force.
Alright, is it Soul Killer?
That was question number 18. We already asked that one.
I feel horrible. You guys are so done with
I'm just this. Suspicious.
Is it the inevitable heat death of the universe?
No.
What's the answer, Turbo? Tell me now.
It was Miltech's MaxTech group, like the people that dropped down from the Hellers things.
MaxTech?
Yeah.
Those are people, Turbo. Those are people. MaxTech are people.
You asked if it was a every time I've gotten this question with Tom, he always says
I am not Tom.
They're not it's not a person. It's people. It's a group. I want the group, not like the people in it. So it's as I was like saying, it's Meltex like police force. They're not people. They're a group. That's why I was worried that one of my questions was going to be like, no, but okay, the person one, but does any of the other ones fuck up? Is it actually Net adjacent? Because I didn't think Maztec dealt with Net. I thought that was Blackwatch or
yeah,
Net.
They don't deal with the
Net. Okay, Netwatch.
So the person thing is the only part where I do it up because they're not clothing. They're not well. Okay, you can get me on them being an event because the reason I said they're from the beginning of the game is if you attack a lot of cops, eventually Maztec comes in. Now,
also very. They are absolutely part of the main quest. It's like the intro sequence.
Yeah, that's
like whenever you're driving in the car with Jackie, you see them. So yes, they are.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like they're there. That's what I kept saying. They're there from the beginning. They're there from the beginning.
Also related to Arasaka, explain.
Miltech and Arasaka are enemies, so I can't say they're not related because they're like they're enemies, so they're technically related. They hate each other.
No,
so that's not technically related. That they're like it's Miltech and Arasaka. You can't have one without the other in Cyberpunk.
I'm trying to understand the Miltech part because it's in CPD.
I thought when Jackie
just because they
Miltech
they arrive in a Miltech Aerodyne. But Maxtech doesn't have anything to do with Militech. They are part of the NCPD.
They are in CPD, yeah.
Oh, I fucked up. So then technically they're not Corpo then either.
Technically not.
Oh, I thought they were part of Militech.
No.
Because I kept remember Jackie saying Militech. I thought, that's what made me pick it.
They have Militech equipment. Because that's some of the best stuff you can get.
Because I just remembered it. Like it's in the very beginning of the game. They're going to get this easy. It's the guys that dropped down from the...
Mm-hmm. So I think where we derailed was that instead of saying, you could have said, it is a group of people. And then we would have gone down that pathway. Instead of saying, no, it is not a person. But
it's fine. It happens. It's all right. It's an organization.
And I kind of thought, like, when you guys said it was an event, I kind of thought, like, I technically should say it's an event because now technically it is in the game because whenever you get the 5 stars, they drop.
I would have considered an event like the data crash or the fourth corporate war or something along those lines is what I meant by an event.
That's fair. That's fair.
All right.
I'm sorry about that.
It's fine. Yeah, they use a lot of Miltech equipment. Like, a lot. So, yeah.
And I thought that was one of my easy questions. I should have stuck with Dullman. You guys would have got that quicker.
No, we probably would have spun our heads around in circles.
I got to Dullman through this, so yes,
we would have gotten to it. Tosi got to Dullman. Tosi said the reason he asked AI is because he was going to go for Dullman. I'm like, because I have said that Dullman is one of my favorite characters. And then I'm glad I didn't pick the bike because I don't think we would have ever gotten it.
I never would. Well, I mean, we got somewhere. We wouldn't have been. I would have pulled up a list eventually, maybe.
Yeah, because we probably would have got to.
Vehicle was one of the first questions. So.
Yeah, I said vehicle. Like, that was my question, my first question. So, yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, Ninja. It's Ninja's turn.
It is.
I already have one, so go ahead. Anyone.
Okay.
Toasty, you're the only one who hasn't kicked it off yet.
It's fine. I'm over here being jokey.
Me too.
Jin's asked it first twice. I'll ask it. Is it a place?
No.
Okay.
Turbo.
Is it a person?
Yes.
Thank God.
All right.
Just to clarify, it's a singular person, not a group of people.
I should
by technicality.
Yes, it is one singular person.
This game.
I'm sorry.
Go, Jim. Go.
Yeah. Do you interact with them in 2077?
Yes, you do.
Toasty.
I already have like a guess on a very specific who, and I don't know why, but I do.
Ask the question.
I will say, if you guess this person and you get them right, I will be impressed but not surprised.
I'm not going to just go for a straight guess right now. We're going to see. Is it someone we can also see in Edgerunners?
No.
Okay. My guess is gone.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yep.
Are they male?
No.
Thank you.
That sucks because now that eliminated my random guess from my brain. So I have to repeat.
What was your random guess? I'm just curious.
Anders Hellman.
Okay. My random guess is Falco.
That was fair. I can understand that guess.
You said interact with, and I was like, I don't know why that's.
Yeah.
It's like in my brain, it was like, you interact with Falco.
Yeah. I'd count that. I would have counted that.
Not that I'm like, there's a very, I don't know why my brain just went there for some random reason. Is it me?
Yeah. Do we know your character's job? Like, do we know what they do?
Yes.
That does nothing for me.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Well, it means that.
So we know Judy's job. I think that's only, and Pan Am's and Carrie's.
We know so many people's jobs. Is this person in a gang?
Yes.
Oh. The question is, what is he considered? I got to think of all the gangs. Because that group's not a gang.
Maelstrom, Animals, Voodoo Boys.
Yeah, and it has to be female.
Valentino's, the Moxes, Tiger Claws.
His turn's back around. Yay.
It's your question, Turbo. Yeah,
I know. I'm trying to think of something that'll narrow it down.
Fuck.
I'm going to do one that's not just a straight guess and stuff. Are they part of the Moxes?
So, was that a guess?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, that's what makes me think I think now it's more of a straight just guessing who it is.
I know we know her name, but
yeah.
Is she one of the bouncers?
Yes.
It's Rita.
Yes, it is.
My brain was going to Rita like automatically. I was like, is she in a gang?
That's why I said if you guessed it right there and then, I would be impressed but not surprised.
I mean, me and Ninja seem to have the same taste, so it's fine.
Which one's Rita again?
The pink-haired one. Yeah, the pink-haired one. The one that talks to you whenever you like show up to the bar.
Okay, I thought it was. I thought he was either going to guess Judy, and then I was going to guess her, because that's like the only two. Besides the leader of the Moxes.
I was not going to guess Judy. I knew it wasn't going to be Judy. If it was Judy, Ninja would never have said I'd be surprised.
Well, that's what made me change my mind, because when he said surprise, I'm like, it can't be Judy.
I had Claire in my brain. That's why I asked about the job. Because I was like, if we know their job, the bartender... because for a lot of the gangers, they're just like random people. I also thought of Patricia from the Maelstrom, just because
I thought about Evelyn for a second, but I kind of like when it was not male and in a gang, my brain does automatically go to the Mox.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, and then, but when, like for a little bit, when we said we knew their job before we got the gang, I was thinking Pan Am, and then I was thinking of all the avocados I could think. Avocados, oh god.
The avocados from Mexico.
I do not consider the Aldecados gang. Yeah, I consider them a nomad tribe.
When you said no one, well, they're not in a gang, that's when I'm like, okay. Because they're not really a gang, they're a group, a nomad family.
Technically,
Is it a game?
Yeah. I was like, Cyberpunk lore does consider the Aldecaldos to be a gang. So, but that's good just thing because
it wasn't involving the Aldecaldos.
Yeah.
Technically, I don't consider them a gang, so.
That's the thing. Like, when you ask these people,
your consideration doesn't matter when the lore does. That's the thing.
That was fun. Turbo, you're fired, but that's okay.
You're fired.
I didn't mean to.
Oh, no. It's all good. MaxTech was definitely interesting.
Don't consider them a- it's the MilTech. I fucked up. I shouldn't have said anything about corpos or and stuff. May have been easier to get to.
Yeah.
I got confused.
It's all good. It happens. It just means that when the next time we play this, we'll make sure to pick things that we definitely have a solid grasp on, and we will not, and I will not pick the one person that everybody who has listened to the show knows that I absolutely love and adore above all others.
We should just make a list of, hey, pick this thing.
I have my next one. If we do this again, I already know.
Well, I have a list.
All right.
I had one that I was going to use, but after the previous one, I was going to make it something a bit simpler.
Maybe next time that we play this, we will have an easy round and a hard round. Or Toasty and I will be absolutely diabolical and go with super hard mode and make the patrons guess.
That's fair.
That's a time move. Don't do that. That's a time move.
I will reiterate the fact.
I'm confident.
Ooh. That sounded like a challenge. All right. No, you know what? At the end suffer.
I feel like I know you both well enough to be able to make decent guesses.
Maybe we have to wait. I don't want to do this shit right now because I have one I think would be difficult as fuck. That difficult.
He does not speak for both of us. We do not want difficulty.
All right. So if you would like to join us for our super hard mode 20 questions Patreon chat at the end of May, because oddly enough, we're going to have two Patreon chats this month, you can go ahead and go to patreon.com/cyberpunklore /cyberpunklorecast and find out what our super hard mode game is going to be at the end of this month. We would love to get a lot of different people in here, new ideas to see if they can truly penetrate the mind of Toasty and steal it off of that paper. We shall see. Turbo, you got anything that you want to shout out?
Nope, I got nothing new going on.
Ninja, what about you? You got anything?
Absolutely nothing.
Sounds like fun. Oh, all right. And if you'd like to hear more from me, you can find me on the Two Girls, One Ship podcast, where we analyze, rate, and review all that the world of video game romances has to offer. We are about to start our Persona 4 season. So if that was a game that you played and enjoyed, come give us a listen. Episodes will start dropping next week. Toasty, what about you?
I do the Witcher Lurecast.
Where you talk everything Witcher. Yay.
Yes. And missed 2 weeks worth of episodes, including our Patreon chat.
Life happens.
Life do be happening.
And of course, at the end of every episode, we shout out Miracle of Sound and thank him for not only being an awesome human being, but also an amazing artist, and allowing snips and clips of his music to be used in our episodes. We use bits from Neon Red, the instrumental remix. And so while you're out there,
stay safe in Night City.
Do you love Dragon Age? Have you always wanted to learn more about its vast world and detailed lore? Are you still attached to your hero of Ferelden, even a decade after Dragon Age Origins came out? Or maybe you're a newer fan, still discovering a new tidbit or quest every day.
Well, either way, the Dragon Age Lorecast is the podcast for you. I'm Austin, also known as Teacup.
And I'm Shelby, also known as SheCup.
And come and join us as we embark on a journey to explore and discover all things Dragon Age.
We'll discuss all kinds of topics, from Lyrium to the Chantry and the great mysteries of the old gods, and even more that even you BioWare superfans might not know about.
So come and listen on Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcast. And always remember,
swooping